NPR's chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley is answering your questions about the economy. And Scott, I have a question for you from Bill in Seattle.
Question for Scott Horsley. The federal government is supplying a lot of money to consumers by selling bonds to the Fed. So the government is borrowing money from itself. If later on the Fed just shreds these bonds so there's no debt, is there any problem?
Scott?
Okay, I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to shred those bonds, but Bill is right. The Federal Reserve is really helping the rest of the federal government to bankroll these very aggressive moves that they're making to rescue the economy. The good news is the interest on this government debt is really low. Even though the Treasury has said it expects to borrow nearly $3 trillion this quarter, that is $3 trillion in 3 months, there are plenty of folks that are anxious to buy that debt. And so they're not expecting a big interest payoff in return. That's the plus side of this very deep borrowing that the government's doing.
Amy in Oakland wants to know about the long-term cost of the stimulus spending. Let's hear her question.
Are all these aid packages and bailouts putting the country into so much debt that it may threaten the national security of the United States? Are we going to become poorer or weaker economically?
Scott, I think, didn't Fed Chairman Jay Powell mentioned something along these lines today? What did he say?
Well, he's talked about this a number of times. He's basically said, you know, this is the time when the great borrowing capacity of the federal government of the United States is most necessary. What would really threaten our national security is not using the resources of the federal government to offer a lifeline, but rather just, you know, throwing up our hands and saying to struggling businesses or unemployed workers, sorry, you're on your own. That is what sounds like a recipe for national decline.
And Brian in Seattle has another question along those lines. Here it is.
What are the possible ramifications on government services from the trillions of dollars being spent on coronavirus relief and the associated ballooning of the deficit?
So Scott, if the government is spending trillions of dollars on emergency relief, does that mean that other things are not being paid for?
You know, in general, there is a concern that the more the federal government has to spend paying back debts that it's incurred in the past, then the less it has to spend on everything else the government does, whether that's national defense or Social Security or things like education and research and development, which are really the seed corn for future growth. So in general terms, that is something to be concerned about. But even the most ardent deficit hawks are not arguing that in this moment the government should avoid spending whatever it has to now in order to combat this national emergency. Again, you know, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has said he's someone who believes that the government needs to get its fiscal house in order, but this is not the time, he says, to be worried about deficit spending. This is the time to do everything the government can to confront this national health care emergency and prevent the economic fallout from getting worse, because the lack of aggressive action by the federal government could lead to an even longer-term financial downturn. And the longer it goes on, the greater the potential for lasting damage.
That is NPR's chief economics correspondent, Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Always good to be with you, Michelle.
This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.